Just keep in mind, Prigozhin has been criticizing the Ministry of Defense for months, and there's been no word from the Russian authorities, because again, he was talking about the ammunition paucity, about the poor decision making, and then eventually he started his so-called march of justice towards the Russian capital with tanks going from Rostov towards the suburbs of Moscow. So certainly there have been many questions whether Yevgeny Prigozhin was still allowed to do that. And after that, there has been an arrangement struck between the Kremlin and Yevgeny Prigozhin himself, and brokered by the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko. And under that deal, Yevgeny Prigozhin was a free man.